Okay. Today's daf is daf Kufkov Gimel. It's a cabinet. It's Kufkov Gimel. Today's daf is Kufkov Gimel. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zefa Nishmas, David Zvi Ben Dov Mordechai, Shamash Avaliyah. Sponsored by the Silver family, the Zefa Nishmas Ben Yamin Ben Mordechai. It's sponsored for Zafus Rafu Shlema, Shishar Abasya, Bas Rachel Devorah. Okay. The Gemara had mentioned that he had these oros that are considered to be basar, considered to be meat, but the Mishnah then said that if you were ma'abe them, if you walked on them, or if you panned them, or something like that, they lose their status of being like the meat.
They're considered like skin, and they don't have the tumah associated with it. So, kama kide ibud. What is considered the amount of ibud that turns these, I would call them meat skins, into just skins, into hides? So the Girsa changes to Amir Rabbi Yavo Amar Reish Lakish Ligas. Alright, sorry, I skipped. So Kamakida Ibur Amar Huna Amar Raviani Arbas Milan. It's 4 milan. What does that mean, 4 milan? It's the amount of time, I guess, the amount of time it would take to walk 4 milan, which is, some people say the shear of milan is 24 minutes, so it'll be 24 times 4, or maybe it's 22 times 4, or 18 times 4. Whatever it is, about 72 minutes, you can say, would be the amount of walking or trampling on it you'd have to transfer the from meat skins into muley skins. And so now the Gemara is going to bring some other places where the shear of dal and mulein is the issue. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Reish Lakish, legabal v'letzpila v'netilas yadayim arbas mulein. Legabal, we're going to go with Rashi basically says, but gabal is that someone who is, Rashi says, halash isaso bitaharo. Taharo. I'm kneading my the dough bitahara, v'usakir l'balabayis, and I am being paid by the balabayis to do so. But tzarek l'mayim l'hatu kelim, and now I need water in order to be tovel the kelim to keep the bitahara. Yatriach atzmo arba milin atshigil mitzvah v'yatvil. He has to be matriach himself 4 milim to get to a mitzvah and be tovel. V'yosher mikan, but further than that, ein lav litro min astam. He doesn't have to go beyond 4 mil unless the owner Balabais is giving him money for the halicha as well. But the basics of the contract is he's supposed to go 4 million. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos brings the Aruch that says you're not doing it for somebody else. It's really that you're if Yishkabel Osi Isur Tahara, it's talking about the person who's doing it, an individual is doing it, not doing it for somebody else. You have to be worried for 4 million. I don't have to see what the whole thing is. So just don't make it. But okay. Vidlet tefillah. Also, when it comes to tefillah, Rashi says, what's tefillah? Hamahalach v'dera. Someone who's traveling. The gomer v'libo v'rotsa l'lumin ojo. He's done. I guess he's done for the day. I guess he's so maybe mamarav over here. In yesh beis kneset l'fadav ad arba milin yachir for yeil shav v'yeh yispalel. He has to go 4 milas to get to a shul to daven. Rashi doesn't mention anything with minyan. He just says going to beis kneset. Right? Notice that. Doesn't say anything about a minion. So that's,
What are you saying on record?
What?
What are you saying on record?
No, I'm saying that it doesn't necessarily, if it's 4 milin to get to a shul.
I got that part.
Even, meaning you have to be matriach yourself to go to a shul. That even having a base knesset is important. Even if there isn't a minion, getting to a base knesset is important. Right? That's how the Rashba it explains it. There's Chadushi Mari Shapiro who says, he's talking about. Some say that it is. It means that he's allowed to show with a minion. Others say that I heard Chadushi Mari Shapiro that he says that's Rashi. The Kabbalah is followed based. That is Achish Ein Minion. Even if there's no minion, fine. That's for the Tzilah Ula Natila Shadayim, and also for the Tzilah Yadayim. Rashi says La Achila. You're on the way. You want to eat your loaf of bread. The emo mayim, and you don't have water. But yishmayim lafal of sof arba milin. You have water in front of you, which is dal milin away. Yamti nashi yigil mayim. You should wait until you get to the mayim. So as mayim zeh, very difficult. The only possibility I can think of is if you're on an airplane and it's turbulence and they won't let you up, and you have to stay seated. Otherwise, in very infrequent cases are you going to have where we don't have access to water, like Dalin Milan. Very, very infrequent. Okay, that's Arbas Milan. So now, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says the name of... Okay, so that's the question. So the question is whether it's time or distance. Because if it's the time that it takes...
You
If the milim is 72 minutes, most of the time, unless you're like on the flat side of the plains, but most of the time, if you're on the Jersey Turnpike within 72 minutes, you're going to find a place to wash.
That's not focused,
though. Right, it is not focused about that. I can see maybe if you're, you know, the drive from California to, from LA to Vegas, yeah, there's nothing there. But usually within 72 minutes or something, 72, you can find.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a road that does... Okay. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Nachum Bar Yitzchak says Amar Evo. Evo Amar. He says Evo said it. It's not Reish Lakish. It's Evo who said it. So the question is, well, why did people say the name of Evo? So I can remember Evo was one person who he ate Pasachim. So maybe they didn't want to say the name of Evo because of he ate Pasachim. So you don't want to put him in the Mesorah. I don't know. Evo Amar. He says Evo said this din. The Arboy, and he mentioned four dinim. We only had three dinim. He mentioned four dinim. Amar Abba, the Chaninai Avoda. He mentioned the three that we mentioned, and he mentioned also Avoda. Avoda is tanning the leather. The Dal Milim applies to those four items. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Lo Shonu. They only said this din that you have to go Dal Milim. That you say talk about for washing or for davening, right? Lefana. That's only if it's on the path that you're going forward. That's going forward. Aval Acharav. But if the Dal Milim is back, meaning you have to retrace your steps to go back, that you don't have to do. You don't have to go back even one meal. Maybe less than a meal you have to go back. But you don't have to go back one meal. So if I'm, like in the old days, it makes sense. It's not, I don't know how it works nowadays. So I'm driving. So what's going to take me 10 minutes to go back? Maybe you should go back to get the water. I don't know. Of a GPS who sends it the other way. Just go the alternate route. So, I don't know. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Umina Mil Hu De'Emil Chazer HaPachos Mil Chazer. So from there you see that a mil you don't go backwards, but you do go backwards for Pachos than a mil. Fine. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. Legion. Or maybe legion. Right? A legion of soldiers. Ha'over Mimakal Amakal. They are going from one place to another place. Right? Rashi says, Gedud ha'over milachem al base milchamtam. I don't know what that means. I think they're going to fight and they're stopping on their way. V'nichnas labayis, and they entered this legion of soldiers. This platoon enters a house.
He's not Jewish.
No, habayis tamei. The bayis becomes tamei. They don't have to touch anything. It becomes tamei. I guess midin ohel, right? They're tamei. Everything is inside. Why she'ein lecha kol legion v'legion? There's no legion. They have a bunch of karkifilin. What's karkifilin? Or rosh adam nes. They used to keep the skins of dead people as some sort of sorcery to keep the for a good luck charm.
Ears.
What?
Ears.
From the ears, but they ears on the door. But they used to keep these skins, right? And the Gemara says, "Al tatam." Will they do that? Because we know the famous story. Shri karkifilus from Rishmo Budok rosh malachim. The skinned face of Rabbi Shmuel, calling the Ben Elisha, he was skinned. Remember, the daughter wanted to save him. Said no, she's so looking, so they skinned it, so she had to look at his face. The question that jumps out to me, and I saw now that the Tiferes Yaakov asked the same thing. It's like, well, what's going on here? So the karkifa that they have, most likely these are the skins of the goyim. Well, skins of goyim are not matanah ba'ohel. Right, you know, only time Oel is a Jew, right? Talmud Tiferes Yaakov, Pei Rosh over the Chavim, Lomit Time to Oel, Elu B'Magav Masa. Right, that's the Gemara that we have in Yavamos. Right, there's Odom Ki Yamos Be Oel, that only Yisrael is the Time to Oel, not Ovi Chavim. So why in this case is the Bais Tamei if it didn't touch anything? Could be. All right, so maybe, so let's just say, maybe you're dealing with Jews, that they deal with Jews. I mean, maybe it's B'chshas that they're Kipos, that they're hoping them are Jewish skins. But maybe they are goyish skins. It's a suffix.
Right.
So now you have a suffix. So therefore, so why are we mitamei for suffix? Because if you look at what we learned yesterday, what did we say about the oros? We said the oros ha'adam really means the oraisa atar. The skins you really said were tar yesterday. So at most you have a suffix to rabbanon. So what's going on? What's going on here? So I think that's a good question. So The Chazon Yisrael, the Chazon Yisrael says, it must be going according to the sheet that says that the flesh of a guy is metamed arayis. I guess I don't know. It's a tough question. Okay. Now comes a lesson in flaying, in skinning hides. But basically, we learned that usually the skin is not considered the meat, except for those few cases. But it can still, it's not considered meat, but it still can be considered, when it's covering the meat, it's a shomer. And oftentimes also, if you carry it, it could be a yad. So if it's a yad, it can transmit the tumor in and out. So now, this mission is going to discuss the certain way that the hide can convey the tumor while it's being played, while you're skinning it. So hamachi the behema b'chaya. Now you're flaying the carcass of the behema or the carcass of b'chaya. B'tahor v'tameya. We'll learn it pasha, which means whether it's a kosher animal or it's a tummy animal, right? That's what we're going to learn right now. B'dako v'gasa, whether it's a big animal or it's a small animal. Lishatiyach. If you're skinning or flaying the animal, flay is the right word again. If you're flaying the animal in order to use it for some sort of mat, like a spread, like a bed cover, Rashi says, right, there's not something or shatiach lamita v'sholchan, like a tablecloth, some sort of bedcloth or a tablecloth. So then, kedei achiza. B'dagas kedei achiza. So what does that mean? You're flaying the animal. In these instances, when you kind of flay it, it's a typical way to flay the animal. What you do is you, the way they say is you flay the animal, you make a slice down the middle, right? And you slice on either side, and you start peeling away from either side. So, if you flay the animal, so the flayed portion, the part that's been pulled off of the animal, that continues to convey to him, but still a yad, kedei achiza. Up to the point where you flay it kedei achiza, which you can see is two tefach. But beyond two, after it's two, because up to that point, I guess you would still hold on, you would still grasp onto it to hold it. Beyond that point, it's no longer considered a yad, I guess it's too distant for you to hold the animal, it's not strong enough for you to hold the animal with that. Right, Rashi says, kedei achiza. Have chibur yad. More than this, it's flayed more than that. Lo habi yad, it's not a yad, lahachas lohotzi tumah, come in the first kama kedei achiza, which we're going to say is two tvachim. Ulechemas, let's say you're flaying the animal in order to use the hide for some sort of flask. Right, Rashi is lechemas. In mafshito, kaful litzorah chamas, came osu sha'osu litzorah dvash, some sort of honey flask. Umakim ipiya vahokhe klapa zavna. So in this way, the way they flayed this is that, I'll read the notes. When you're flaying an animal in order to use the hide to make a leather, you don't first cut the hide lengthwise, but you just strip the whole animal. You sort of like peel it up and around the whole thing. It's a different way. I don't know. I thought they slice it this way and then peel it to the side. Here you say that you grab it from the head and you just pull it straight down. You don't split the animal. You don't split the hide. That's what they seem to be saying. Right? You begin at the neck, peeling the hide backward, folding it inside out as you work your way towards the rear of the animal. In this manner, the hide remains whole and is fit for use as a flask. I mean, it's not sliced. You peel the whole thing, you try to peel it whole. So in that case, it's ad sheyapsis es hachazeh. It conveys tumah, I guess it's a yad, until you flay the chazeh, which is the breast. Right? Until the hide continues to convey tumah to and from the animal's flesh until the breast is flayed. This is because the breast is the most difficult part of the animal to flay in this manner. Therefore, until the breast is completed, the hide is considered to be attached. So, yeah, maybe you'll take a break, and you won't separate from it. So, until you remove the hide around the breast area, you may stop it before that. So, until you do that, you may grab it from that place. The Rashi says, "Ashi yasi the sachaze had a chibur va'nogei ba'ork nogei ba'baser bein the tamid v'nei shachaze kasher v'hashi v'kol ha'ivarim." And therefore, since it's kosher, it's the last one that goes that you take away. And until you pull it away, you may grab the animal, I guess, from that area. I don't know.
You're playing this animal, and somebody touches what while you're doing it?
Like, somebody touches the ore. Or the ore touches something else. Let's say it's a tummy animal. Let's say the animal is tummy nevela, and that skin touches a tar object, the tumor is transferred out. Let's say the animal is tahor, and that's going to touch something that's tummy, the tumor is transferred in. It's like a yad.
But once you separate, there's a...
Once you separate a certain part, let's say the first case, we separate kedei achiza, that's considered completely separate enough that it's no longer a yad, it's just considered or, and it doesn't convey tumor in and out. I started flaying, and then I stopped. But I stopped before kedei achiza. So therefore, it's going to convey tumor. If I stop after kedei achiza, it won't. That part won't convey tumor. The question is going to be, what about that piece of skin that is like right connected, like that last piece. So the you have so this flat part of this over here is not. But what about the part over here that's really connected? That's going to be my focus. Okay, let's just finish the Mishnah. Hamargil. If you start flaying the animal from the hind legs, you're starting from the neck. You start from the legs, right? Kulo chibla tuma. And you say the entire flayed hide is still considered attached. Lutame lutame. Right? It's both regard to flesh becoming contaminated, bringing in and bringing out. Rashi says Hamargil. She hiskil lecholsko miragleha klape rosha. Umachita kafula kamas kulo chibur. Right, Vivnesha Khaza Lasok Hepsheto who Lefika Kulo Chibur Banoge Ak the or Hamufsa Kilge Wasser. In that instance, the way you go, so if you're going from the hind, you're going from the back, and then you're gonna be going up and around, so the chazeh is gonna be the last part. So everything is going to be considered a yad until you get to the chazeh, it's kulo considered a chibur. Now, let's say or sha'ala sabri, right, you're flaying it from the hind legs. So now the skin that is on the neck. We said the entire thing is considered a chibur. Rav Yochanan Ben Uri says, no, the skin on the neck is not considered a chibur, ain't a chibur. I guess because he says it's too weak and you never hold it from over there. And Rav Chachamim Omrim, chibur ad sheyushit es kulo. No, it's considered attached until you flay the entire carcass. So now the Gemara asks, okay, the first Mishnah's first ruling was, the Mishnah said that if you're mashik for a shatiach, it's kedei achiza. So if you peeled off less than a kedei achiza, so that entire hide is conveys and brings in tumah as a yad. Once you get to the day of chizah, it's considered separate. The Gemara says, mikan de elachmai. So what happens to the hide from that point going forward? Meaning from the. Is there any conveyance of tumah? So Amar Rav, Torah HaMufshat. He said, Rav says, whatever was flayed, that portion that was peeled off, that is Torah. That cannot convey tumah. So that whole part that's separate from the animal does not convey tuma. I guess obviously the parts that are connected still convey tuma, but that whole part that's separate does not convey tuma. Whereas Rav Ashi says, no, tefach asamach labasa tame. You're right, you played the animal, the tefach that's closest to the meat. Again, you haven't peeled the whole thing. You peeled a portion and then you took a break because it's hard work. So now I have, you know, flaps. So anything that's flapping is not going to convey tuma. Rav Ashi says that anything that's flapping is not going to convey tuma except for that tefach that's closest to what's attached to the meat, because that's where you might grab it from. So that's still considered a yad. He says, tepach hasamach lebasar is considered tummy. So they say, now they're going to ask questions on Rav Ashi. Okay, the Braisa says, hamafshik kishiur zeh, if one plays the animal up to this point, which is what? Kedei achiza. So mikan de'ela, from here going forward, from that point on that flapping part, hanogeya b'mufshato, whoever comes in contact with the flayed portion, is tahor. So my love, doesn't make a distinction whether to the whole thing or that small tefach that's close to the meat. So the whole thing is a question of Rav Ashi. So Gemara says, "Lo, levami tefach samach lebasser." No, right, means that everything that's skinned off is tahor, except for the part the tefach that's samach to the basser. So Tashma, I'll bring another. Now bring a brace that supports Rav, which will be a question on Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi says that even if you flay the skin, that portion that's a tefach close to the connective portion is still considered yad because you'll grab it from there. So Tashma. The or shekeneged abasar tame, one who comes into contact with the skin that is opposite the flesh, right? That's tame. On the other side, because that's considered a shomer, right? So you have skin on one side and the flesh on the other side. That's a shomer. So the Gemara makes an inference. It says or shekeneged abasar tame, only the or that's connected abasar tame had tefach asamach labasar is tahor, which would be a question on Rav Ashi. The Gemara says, no, Tana, the Gemara says that you reinterpret the Braisa. The Braisa says, Tana kol tefach asamach lebasar, any tefach that's on the other side of the basar, is called or shekeneged abasar karile. Kol tefach asamach lebasar, that tefach that is close to the meat, is the same din as the or shekeneged abasar, and therefore it's not a raya parah, because that would also be in the Tame. But Tashma, another proof. I guess this is similar to that. This is Braisa, but it's very similar to our Mishnah. Maybe it's a Sefta. Hamashit b'behemu v'chaya v'tahor v'temeya v'nach v'gas v'shatia k'dei achiza. Right, says k'dei achiza, and the Braisa says explicitly v'tepach hasamach lebasatar. That Tosefta says pretty clearly against Rav Ashi that the tepach hasamach lebasar is tar. So halcha b'maya skinan. So what are we dealing with over here? V'tepach rishon. Okay, with what Rashi says tepach rishon hasamach l'k'dei achiza. The also tefach asamach kadei achiza ain't ochesbo umosef lefisha noach lo laachos b'sfatza or the limsho. He's talking about that case. The Tefach HaSamach LeBasar is talking about the first Tefach Wade. That first Tefach, that's the Tefach HaSamach LeBasar in the Tosefta. The first Tefach that is flayed after the hide has, after you reach Kedei Achiza, right? After you reach Kedei Achiza, and then you go another Tefach, that's, Rav Asi agrees that the first Tefach doesn't convey Tumah. But if you move beyond that point, then Tefach HaSamach conveys Tumah. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why. Says the Gemara explains that when the Brisa states that the Tefach closest to the animal's flesh is taur, it is speaking of a case in which only one Tefach has been flayed beyond the measure of sufficient to grasp. Because the amount flayed is still small, the flayer does not use the Tefach nearest the flesh to strip away the remaining hide. It is easier for him to grab onto the edge of the flayed portion. Oh, okay, because at this point in time, he's not going to be grabbing that first Tefach, because I guess it's not enough to hold on to. He's still going to grab on top. All right. Now, Tana, we ask, Kama Kedei Achiza, how much is Kedei Achiza, which is the sort of the demarcation line? Price says Tefach. I have a high tie to Chaim. We have a price that says it's two Tefachim. So, Rabbi, you're right, saying nothing about Tefach couple. It means a double Tefach, which is actually two Tefachim. Right? Tefach is not a single, but a double Tefach can mean like folded over. So it's a double Tefach. It's two Tefachs. Tayin Abihachi, Kama Kedei Achiza, Tefach couple, a doubled over Tefach. It's two Tefachim. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah in Kalim. We're going to learn this Mishnah in Kalim, and subsequently we're going to use this Mishnah, this as a question for something from our Mishnah. Not Hasam. We learned over there. Kalim, Chafches, Mishnah Ches. Never got it. Kalim, Chafches. Talis, okay, basically it's a little Hakama. In order to make a Kli, or a Tahor, there are two ways you can do it. Right, it became Tameh. You can either Tovel it, or you can destroy it. Comes to Tisaras, the only option you have is to destroy it. When it comes to a Beged, you can toivel it, put it in the mitzvah, and then at night, it becomes Tahor. Or, you can tear it and rip it. Once it's ripped and broken, it loses its Tumah status. So Talis Shehiska Bolikora, you have a Beged, a garment, that you began to tear it in order to get rid of the Tumah. Kevan Shenikra Ruba, once a majority has been torn, Shuv Eino Chibor, the torn parts are no longer considered connected, and therefore tahora, the cloak, the beged is considered tahora, right? Rashi says, Talish Hiskabal Likora, third middle size line, Shenitma'a, it became Tameh, Uva Likora, you call me to rip it, Levatlami Torah's Talis, to get rid of the Torah's Talis on it, Me'achar She'ena Ruya Malach Arishona, since it's no longer royal for its original purpose, the Ain Shema'ala, it's no longer called a Talis, Mitaheres, it's tahora. Even though it still has 3x3, which we know is enough, which is to be Makabal Tumah. So it got rid of its original Tumah, but those 3x3 places can now be Makabal new Tumah, right? The time will Makabal Tumah, Tahori Tumasa Rishona, Dumya the Klicheris, Tishvirasa with the Haraso, Ushvara of Makabal Tumah. Same thing with Klicheris. If I have a Tahori Klicheris and I break it, so everything is now Tahor. But the Shvarim can still be Makabal Tumah. So here it still can be Makabal Tumah. To the Rimba Elo Terefos, Heim the Kaposeya with the Nasim, Alpha Gabda. So now he asks the question. The Alpha Gabda over Behema Maksha, Shalosh Ashlosha, Shiyat Tame, Midras Umaga Zav. You have a 3x3 thing that became Tame from a Midras Umaga of a Zav. The Chilko, and you split it, Tahar Mina Midras, it gets rid of the Tumas Midras, the Adai and Tame Maga Zav. It still has the Tumas. So it didn't get rid of all the Tumas. Right? Ama, Tumas, Shlosha, Ashlosha, the Chate, Lobot Lamine. But over there, you see that if you have a 3x3 left, it doesn't get rid of the Tumah. So Rasha answered, no, because there were two Tumahs. Ripping it down into these portions and get rid of one Tumah, can't get rid of two. There it was Tamei Maga and Medrash. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is now going to qualify the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Lo Shanu El Matalas Tavulas Yom. The only time this tearing makes a difference is if you already were tovel this piece of clothing. So all you have to do is wait for Har Hashem, which is wait for tonight. So since, why? The Migo the fear that Rav Nachman has is that if we tell you that all you have to do is rip a robe, you won't rip the robe, because you'll be chasal abeged, and you're going to rip it very, very, very little, and you just try to get it exact, and you'll miss the mark. And then you'll be no hegit with it. It's a harer, but it's really not. So he's going to say, well, once I put my cotton shirt into the water, I basically showed I don't care so much about the shirt. So I'm not concerned I'm going to rip the whole thing. But if I never put it into the mikvah, and now I'm just coming to rip it, well, now Rav Nachman has this concern that you're not going to rip it all the way. So he's going to say the only time it's going to be the only time it's going to work is if you rip the whole thing. Let's see it inside. Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav Ravua, Lo Shanu El Batalas Tavulas Yom, De Migo De Lachachale De Atla. Since we saw that you don't have that much concern about the article of clothing, and you dipped it in the mikvah, Lo Chayis Allah, you're not so concerned about its well-being. The Karla Ruba, we're not concerned that you're not going to get root roll. You'll rip the whole thing. Aval Talis, not the whole thing. You'll rip what you need to rip. Aval Talis She'ena Tzvulas Yom, but the case of a Talis that was not in the mikvah that day. Lo, tearing a majority is not going to make a tahor. Gzeira Dilmalo Aslan Mikre Ruba, because we're afraid that maybe you will not tear a majority of it, because you're going to be chasnet.
Why is he tearing it if he's going to put it in the mikvah?
He's putting it because he wants it now. I put it in the mikvah at 10 in the morning. In order for it to become tahor, I got to wait till nightfall. I'm impatient. I need it now. I need to know. So I'm going
to
rip.
He didn't have to go to the mikvah at all, but he was going to tear.
If he was going to tear. But Rav Nachman says, if you didn't go to the mikvah, it's not going to work. The tearing won't work. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo shenu b'kalas tavulas yom, shenitma'a, v'hitzvila. Right, but sarach lishtamas b'taharos kodim shi'er shimsha. V'fichach ba'alakoro. That's what's come to rip it. The hakahu l'gazrin v'likroi kula. Here we don't say you have to rip the whole thing. Right, aval ruba, aval... The logos in the Kula Aval Ruba low. Don't say they don't make a gazelle. They have to the whole thing in that Ruba. Dilma Kaisala, because maybe you'll have rough. You don't want to tear your whole garment. The low as the mikra Ruba. They came to a chasmur batvila. Shemaim kashula. What is that so good for your clothing, right? But so you're not concerned that you won't rip the whole thing. Aval Rashi says Tama Avalohitvila Ubalatar b'kriyas zol lo sang the ruba shikra kula. You have to rip the whole thing because maybe you'll just be very medactic. Rashi says dilma lo asin mevid ruba el apalga v'am ruba. You just do a portion and you say it's ruba. So that's what Rav Nachman says. Rav comes and says, "What are you talking about? I have two questions on you. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. I have two issues with what you just said. Chada number one. That first question is shema yom tefila bas yom ola. We're always very concerned when it comes to mikvah. We're always very concerned that people are going to see that something else." Other than the mikvah, it's being done incorrectly. So what's going to happen? People saw that I took this talis and I dunked it at 10 a.m. and now at 3 p.m. before sunset, I'm using it. So they're going to think that mikvah works before nightfall, right? Right. Shema yom utfila bas yom ola. Right. Rashi says chada b'tfulas yom lekel ukma l'shtavas ba b'yom shetfila sharoa eno mevin bar shenikra. You're not going to know that it was ripped. So you can't do that. We have a problem over there. That's one of the answers going to be. So then number two, but oh, and furthermore, of another kasha. If we're always concerned, if we are concerned by rove, that you're not going to do rove, then why do we have other instances where we allow rove? For example, Olaf Ovar B'lezer B'Shimon, Ligzor Dimelo Asimivir Rove Shnayim. Well, the olos, there was machlokas we saw before, when you checked it, when you mowed the olos rove, you have to separate the head or not. So the lazar, Rav Shimon says, you only do rove. Well, why do you only do rove? Shouldn't you be concerned that the kohen only do rove and only not get to the rove? Just let them do the whole thing. Solves everything. So Rav Yosef says, your answer. Other Rav Yosef, the kamar tegzeiro, shem yod guzbaz yomuhu, kir yomuchiach aleha. People are going to think that it was the mikvah that was tough. It's ripped. I ripped it. As I don't understand the Havamina, right? Kram mochiach aleha. Ode karmat olos oaf or the lezer of Shimon. You worried about the olos oaf? That don't have a problem. The Kohanim has reason. We always say the Kohanim has reason. They're not going to mess up. The Kohanim has reason, but they'll be mafago. So I never understand that answer. Kohanim has reason. We have all these things that have to stumble shua. But there's reason. They can do it right. So I don't get when we say Kohanim has reason when we don't say. Get my question or not?
No.
No.
No question.
Okay. No questions.
I don't understand that question.
What?
I understand that question.
Yeah, what does that mean? The Baal Shem and the Stukin. They were maybe there were Zaris in what they were supposed to do. Maybe they were Zaris. But the only thing they were Zaris in the Misha Hamai and certain other things. But what they agreed.
They were
much more stringent when it comes to the Tara.
Yeah, were they?
Yeah.
Right.
I heard once a class from that was Dr. Moshe Bernstein from YU, and he said that you know you always say that the Prushim we had all these halakhas. He goes Stuki halakha was much more common. It was very difficult to live by their two and the power status. I mean, The fact that Shavuos had always been on a Sunday would be great for work, but still, it doesn't. But the rest of the stuff was pretty stringent. The tzuki and the seams, and they're very, 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 very stringent. And what their focus was. The main focus, the argument seems to have been in Tumah Tahara, and it was much more stringent. Okay, so that's fine. Kohanim's reason. So now the Gemara is going to bring, now the Gemara is going to now question Rav Nachman, but from our Mishnah. That's why this is brought. So Tashma, we're going to read our Mishnah again. Right, up to a Kedei Achiza. Hayesim Kedei Achiza, but more than a Kedei Achiza, it's Tahor. Okay, but am I? Ligs or dimilo usli meve el kedei achiza b'kanagavatuma. You should be worried. You should be worried. That's very strange. You should be worried that maybe you have to remove more than kedei achiza because the guy is going to only do kedei achiza and he's going to miss the mark and he's going to think it's tahor and he's really going to be conveying tuma. Ligs or kedei achiza. Right? Rashi says nothing. He says, maybe, yes, that's what it is. Dilmalo asli mevet agle achiza. He's going to only do up to that point, the kanaga betuma, the katamar yirinle. And then he's going to think, by mistakenly think, that the flesh is tahor. But you don't, the thing is different, is that the problem over there was because you're going to be chas. Hold on, having you were going to be chas on the article of clothing. Here I'm flaying the animal. I want the skin. So I'm going to stop. I'm not going to be chas on the skin. I want the skin. In order to get the skin, I've got to peel it off. So why would you have a Havamim to make that gazelle? It's apples and oranges. So I don't get it.
Right, you're not
going to
stop it.
Right. I don't know. Oh, supposedly asked the question. Okay, good. I don't need an answer, nothing. See, the question's a good question. That's all I wanted. That's all I want. That's all I wanted from you. It says, Tame and Marie, the my parach, high lo chaisalea, the mashin of behema, by a roach shit, cool mufshat. Tells us this. What is the answer? Right. I feel myself so much better. The Yesh Lomer, the Hakka Chayas Shalola Hashid Harbe. What? Right. The Yesh Lomer, the Hakka Chayas. Here, there is Chayas Shalola Hashid Harbe. Sha'azhu Noach Latalta Lo Hashid. The Chayas over here, he doesn't want to do it all right now because it's easier for him to carry it when it's closer. If it's a stronger connection. Still, the question's better than the answer, I think. Okay. So Gemara asks, you're right, Eino Chanami. We really should make that Zera. Iba tumah d'oraisa hachinami. I would agree. You're right. You have to make that gezeira. But hakah b'may eskina b'tumah d'rabbanan. We're dealing with tumah d'rabbanan. Rashi says shahayam mashit tumah tumah d'rabbanan. The flayer is only tumah tumah d'rabbanan. So the tumah is the transmission of tumah d'rabbanan. I don't have to make the gezeira by the tumah d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, okay, the Mishnah has two different cases. So tena tumah b'tahura. That's all fine and dandy in the cases of a tahor person, a tumah person. Flaying a tahor animal, then you can say the person is tahor midrabanan. But what about the case of tahor b'tameya, of a tahor person flaying a tameh animal? Well, what tumah d'rabanan do you have on the animal? Tumah d'oraisa. The only time you have a relevant tumah on the it's in the vela, right? Tumah is in the vela. That's a d'oraisa. So what type of tumah do you have there? So Gemara answers not it's betrefa. Tumah betrefa. Gemara says trefa bas tumah. There's trefa. There's tumah by a trefa. It's not true. You shuck an animal, turns out to be trefus. Tummy? No, and the veil is tummy. So Gemara says, no, in, yeah, there is. So early in the Masechta, the Amr Abu Dishmuel, Rav Shmuel says, trefa shechata metame mukdashin. A trefa that went, you shuck an animal, turned out to trefa, and it was hektesh, it can transfer, it can be considered tumah d'rabbanan. It has a tumah d'rabbanan status. So Machlokes read early in the Masechta what this case is. But Rashi says, Kolomer imshel mukdashim. Rashi is consistent. He says that this animal is mukdashim. So you're talking about this case. The only case of the Mishnah now that where this applies, that kedei achiza is enough, that it won't convey tumah, is if you're dealing with chulin. But if you're dealing with a tumah d'rabbanan, which means it's a hektish animal, and you're shechting it. But a regular animal, we have a gezeira that so long as you haven't taken off all the skin, everything is still considered conveying tumah in and out because we're talking about tumah nevela, and if we have a din d'rabbanan, that's conveying tumah. All right. Now we're still trying to go. We're still trying to refute Rav Nachman, right? Tashma, right? Rav Nachman said that only that you have this gezeira that you're worried about that you won't do the whole shear. So Tashma, Rabbi Dostai ben Yehuda, Mishur Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamashit b'shrutzim. Okay, you're flaying the carcass of a lizard, right? One of the shrutzim, right? You want to get some nice boots, well, lizard boots, I guess, right? Chibur achayachshes kulo. The flayed skin is considered attached until you remove everything. Until you remove everything, it's considered attached and it's transferred to a sheretz until the whole thing is taken off. Huh? The implication is bigamal when it comes to a camel, which is not a sheretz. Bigamal ain't no chibur. The flayed hide is not considered attached. Right? It gets only detached when you get to the Kedei Achiza. Once you get to the Kedei Achiza. So therefore, according to this, according to Rav Nachman, the hide of a camel should also convey tumah throughout the process midin the Rabbanan, because you're afraid that you're not going to do the whole thing. But here it seems to indicate that only the shrutzim is considered connected throughout the entire flaying process, but a camel would not be connected once you remove Kedei Achiza. Those portions are not considered connected, and therefore they're not going to convey tumah. According to Europe, not one, I should be worried, and I should wait for make the zero that the whole thing is not is connected until you remove the whole thing. So the Gemara says, no, don't make that. That's not the proof. Lo teima haba gamal in the chibor, ele ema b'or shal atzavar in the chibor. V'Rabbi Yochum Anurihi. When the Mishnah said, when that Brisa said that the chibor, the hide of the lizard is considered connected, it's considered connected to the whole thing is attached, that doesn't mean to exclude a camel, that means to exclude the hide of the neck. The hide of the neck is not considered attached, because that's a very loose skin, I guess maybe, I don't know, but it's considered loose skin, and therefore, it's called according to the Shita of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri that we saw in our Mishnah, that says the hide on the neck is never considered attached. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah and Kalim. So Amar Ravun, so that was talking about Rav Yochanan, but the Mishnah and Kalim said that you rip robe, that's considered that it's a new Kali, and it gets rid of the Tumah. The only time that tearing a majority works is if it didn't leave intact a purchase size connection. I mean, if I rip it, if it's a huge, huge piece, and I rip rove, but there's still 20 feet connected, that's no good. The only time it works is if what's the connection that's left is less than the size of a kerchief or a handkerchief.
Not bigger than a kerchief or bigger than
a kerchief? Not bigger. If it's bigger than a kerchief, then it's still considered a chibur. If you left intact the amount of the size of a kerchief, chibur, then the torn pieces are still considered connected, and therefore the article of clothing remains tamei. And the Amar Rish Lakish says, lo shadu el talus. The whole idea that tearing a garment and leaving this amount over renders the garment now tahor, that only applies if you have some sort of material, aval or chalim. But or, leather is very strong, so even if I left over less than a kerchief size, connection, still considered connected because it's still a very strong connection with leather. Rav Yochanan says, afilo or namilo chalim. Even in the case of leather, a small amount left intact is not considered a connection because it's not strong enough between the torn pieces. And if you tear the majority of the contaminating piece of leather and you leave the small amount intact, the leather is taller. So now the Gemara is going to start asking kashas on Reish Lakish. Esme Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Or to may medrash. I have a piece of leather that's tamei tumas medrash, meaning a zob sat on it. Chishev alav l'rtzuas v'sandal. And if the owner just had machshava that he wants to turn this leather into straps or into a sandal, right? Kevan shenotan bo yizemel. As soon as you put the knife by it, tahor. It's already tahor, divi Rav Yehuda. Right? Comes tahor right away because you changed the status, I guess. Once you take the first steps to negating what it is, it loses its status. Chachamim or Chachamim say, "Achi amitenu mechamisha tefachim." It's tamei until you cut it to gets to a point where it's less than five tefachim, 5 by 5 tefachim, I guess, 5 tefachim square, right? But ki mamit lei miatahor. So, but if you, at any rate, once you reduce it to less than 5 tefachim in size, everyone agrees it's tahor. But amai, lema cholim, maybe even less than 5 tefachim is a very strong connection. We're talking about leather. So according to you, Reish Lakish, it still should be considered tamei. So Reish Lakish says, kika amri cholim, when do I say that the uncut part of the leather is considered strong? Is hecha the katsari le lechedja. That's when you cut it straight down the middle. Then the connection is very strong. But in our case, hakam askinam, the mekatseya bolo derf sivosam. You cut it around the sides. Cutting around the sides, that connection isn't considered strong. I don't know. That's not strong. This is, you come early for this. This is what you come early for. So, Masiv Rav Yirmiyah. Now, Rav Yirmiyah is asking another question of Reish Lakish. Hamat, this is our Mishnah. Hamashit Rav Yirmiyah L'Kayyev, and Hover Tameyev, and Daku Begasa, Lishatiyach, Kedei Achiza is considered, it conveys Tumah, it's considered a Yad, up to the point of Kedei Achiza, but Hayesem Kedei Achiza, Tahor. But if you flay more than the measure of Kedei Achiza, then that flay portion is Tahor. It doesn't convey Tumah anymore. Ve'amai le'machalim. According to Rish Lakish, let's just say the connection between the hide and the flesh is very strong. So who cares that it was flayed to this portion, to this amount? It's still connected in a strong manner. So Tirgum Reish Lakish, Rav Avin explains the Mishnah as follows. Rishon, Osen, Nipol. Each time you flay beyond Kedei Achiza, it causes the newly flayed hide to have been fallen entirely from the flesh. Which means it's not there, it's not connected at all. Every time
it loses the previous
portion gets pulled further and further out, and therefore it's not connected, and therefore it's not a strong connection. That the flayed hide is not the same thing as tearing the leather. Because the hide, once you flay it, you can never really reattach it. It doesn't come back. It's totally separated. The leather, you can sew back together. Master Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question. All right, the Mishnah said, or shalasabar, right, you were flaying from the feet up, and now you have the skin that's on the neck. Rav Yochanan Menuri Omer, it's eno chibur. It's not considered a chibur. Amai, hachal v'kai. Since the neck hide hasn't been flayed, it hasn't been taken off, so the connection between the flesh and the neck hide is strong. And according to Reish Lakish, then the neck should be considered as a test. So why does Rav Nochum Menuri say that it's not? Similarly, Abaye says, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, Chachamim Om Chibur. The Chachamim say it is a Chibur. So maybe the Chachamim hold like Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish hold like the Chachamim. And now Abaye says that Chachamim can even, Reish Lakish can even call like Rav Nochum Menuri. El Amar Abaye, Vishomer HaAsulim LaTake Meilad Kamiflagi. The machlokas here is regarding, talking about a shomer, I guess it's talking about a shomer that is going to fall off on its own. The skin of the neck is going to fall off on its own. So Rav Yochanan, the chacham hold, it's considered a shomer, and Mar Savar lo have a shomer, but Rav Yochanan Nuri says it's not considered a shomer. So Rav Yochanan and Nuri may very well agree with Reish Lakish that where there is a strong connection, it doesn't convey tumah, but in our case, the neck, it's not considered a strong connection, and that's so just the Matzias issue. Mustard Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah asks another question. Tanur Shenitva. Okay, I have an earthenware oven that became Tamei. So take some Tarin or so. How do you make a tar? So it says over there, Chokol Shlosha, so you break it up into three parts. Vigores Tvela, you scrape the plaster from the walls. Achieba Aretz, until it's all stripped off down to the ground. It's slowly stripped down. Rav Meir Omer, Eno Sarach, Ligros Tvela, Velo Achieba Aretz, El Mamatim, Mifnim, Abar Tvachim. You don't do that, you just have to reduce the size of the oven from within, so it's only less than 4 Tvachim inside the oven. So kima'igla me'arba mi'atar. But at any rate, you see that according to our mayor, when you reduce the oven to less than 4 tefachim, it's tahor, even though you didn't take off the plaster. Amai, lema hachal mekai. According to Reish Lakish, now the connection between the broken pieces is still strong. Because you didn't remove the plaster. I don't know what's going on. Shom le'rabba, ve'emoi di rabbanon. Look at the let's say Reish Lakish will look at the rabbanon. Emoi di rabbanon. Gor ad es hatfeva ad sheva aretz. So he goes to the rabbanon. So no, we misunderstood what the Rav Meir said. El amar rabba hak amar. Tarnish and nitma. If an earthenware oven becomes tamei, ketsa matarnaso. How do we make a tahor? Divrei hakol chokol shlosha. Everyone agrees. Meaning, Rav Meir and the Chacham say that you have to split it into three parts. The gores atzveila. You scrape the plaster from its outer walls. Ad sheyeba aretz, until it's all stripped off down to the ground. Right. Then the harosha shlo yovel the tadur de tumah. If you want to make a ton an oven that cannot convey tumah, ketsa osa chokol shlosha. You split the three parts. The Goros Tzvela, and Rav Meir says, Eino Tzarech Lo Goros Tzvela, Velo Ashiyeba Aretz, Elam Atam Ifnim Abar Tzvachim. Rather, you have to reduce the oven just to make it less than 4 Tzvachim. But you see, Rav Meir agrees that where the oven has already become Tameh, the plaster must be removed completely. Otherwise, it prevents the oven from becoming Tahor, since the plaster binds the broken pieces together. So that means that Rav Meir is... Right, so that means Rav Meir is like Reish Lakish, because you have to remove it. Everyone agrees that you have to remove it, and therefore, that Rav Meir's ruling is consistent with Reish Lakish, who says that you have to remove the connection. I apologize, I just didn't really understand what the Gemara is, but we'll stop here. Menachem will pick up tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow's better. Have a good day. 6 o'clock tomorrow. 6 o'clock.